Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Snell, and tonight I'm joined by my sister, Denise, who's going to share some quick beauty news with you. But before that, I'd just like to remind you the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. What do you have for us?
Okay, just really quickly, I just wanted to let everyone know about the OCC Airbrush Makeup Class that they're having on next Saturday, December 11th, to be held at their New York headquarters. For more information about the class, you can call them at 212-675-2572. From now through December 31st, if you purchase an OCC Airbrush Makeup System, you will receive a 10% discount as well as a complimentary full-day hands-on workshop valued at $250. So that class is free with the purchase of the Airbrush system. If you purchase the class by itself, it will be $250. Again, that number for information is 212-675-2572. And just a quick reminder for everyone that we will have Beauty Talk every Thursday this month, except for December 23rd, I think it is, the Thursday during the week of Christmas. No class. I mean, I'm sorry, not class, but no show that night, December 23rd. And that's it.
All right. Okay, cool. Thank you. We want to get right started right away with the show. We do have Suzanne Patterson that's going to be calling in, but she's going to call in toward the end of the show tonight. For her segment on HD airbrush tips and techniques. So we'll get to her later in the show tonight before we end. But right now we are joined by actress producer Vivica Fox. She's been acting since the late 80s and producing since the 90s. She's the winner of Image Awards, Trumpet Awards, MTV Music Awards. We don't have enough time in tonight's show to even run down a list of her credits, so I'll just say that she's done it all, and she's still doing it all. And for that, we just say thank you, Vivica. We enjoy your work, and welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you so much. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey. How are
How y'all doing? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays
thank
to
you.
So what's going on, girl?
Just working, working. Everybody's looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I appreciate that. You know, we go a ways back via beauty
yes.
and movies and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
So when are we going to see you in some more?
When are you going to see me in more
yes.
movies? Oh,
uh-huh.
My goodness. I've got two independent films coming out next year called Haitian Nights and
cool.
Junkyard Dog, where I play a kick-butt FBI agent.
Oh, nice.
And also, I have a Christmas Hallmark movie that's going to be coming out this Saturday at 9 p.m. on the Hallmark Channel called Farewell, Mr. Kringle. And I co-star along with Christine Taylor, who a lot of people will know from the Brady Bunch, and she's also married to Ben Stiller. I play her boss, and I'm editor-in-chief. at a magazine called Family Now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's this Saturday. And then also I am the voice of Angel Dynamite on the Cartoon Network, The New Scooby-Doo, every Monday night at 7 p.m.
Oh, yes, I heard about that. Let's see, Monday at 7. We'll check that out.
Yeah. So I got movies, voiceover, wig lines, television shows, all kind of stuff going on.
Yes. We want to hear about it all.
Well, let me ask you, Vivica, how did all of this begin for you? How did all of these movies and voiceovers, how did it all start?
Wow, my career, I was discovered by a gentleman by the name of Trevor Walton years ago. In the late 80s, I was having lunch with a girlfriend of mine. I had just moved back from New York City, where I went out there thinking I was going to be the next top model. I was like to walk into every office and for them to say, well, you know, we got a pretty black girl, look just like you. And that was before the days before they saw us and all of the different beautiful shades that we come in. And so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go back to California, I'm going to get my education, and we'll figure out what happened. So I was just meeting my girlfriend who I lived with in New York, and this gentleman just walked up to me and said, wow, you've got a really neat look. And I said, well, thank you. And he says, are you an actress? And I said, no, I'm not. He said, wow, you should really try to get into acting. And anyway, he happened to be a producer at Paramount Studios, and I had my very first audition with Eileen Knight, and it wasn't good. But he ended up getting me an agent, and the rest is history. I've been acting now for over 25 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think the very first show I saw you in was it called Out All Night?
Out All Night.
Yes.
With Patti LaBelle.
Yes.
My fave mama, always will be. I love her so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was, but actually I started off in soap operas.
Right.
My very first job was on Days of Our Lives. And from Days of Our Lives, I went to China Beach, which was a television show back in the day, about Army vets and things of that nature. And then from there, I got a part on Generations, which was
the first
fully integrated soap opera, where African Americans were featured as much as the white actors were. And then after that, I got a part on Young and the Restless. And the producer's wife of Independence Day happened to be at home pregnant, and they were having a very difficult time finding an actress to match Will Smith. And I remember calling my agent saying, everybody and their mama is auditioning for Independence Day. How come I'm not get an opportunity? They said, well, baby, you don't have a big enough name. This is a $70 million budget, and they're looking for names. I said, oh, okay, well, if they come knocking, I'll walk on through it. And they did come knocking. About 2 weeks later, she called and said, guess what? They called. And I went and auditioned 6 times.
Wow.
And, yeah, 6 times, and I finally got the part. And the film went on to gross $800 million worldwide and established myself as a marketable and someone that people would go to the movies and would love to see. From there, it was Set It Off, Booty Call, Kingdom Come, Two Can Play That Game, Water Fools Fall in Love. Jeez, I've been in over about 30 films.
I know. Don't try
to name
them. Don't try to name them.
I told you we didn't have enough time to go through that.
And I've now become a producer and an entrepreneur. I mean, I've been very blessed, but that's because I've learned to get out of my own way.
Mm.
And not let people tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And find new avenues and business adventures for myself, because sometimes people don't understand that you have to step backwards to go forward.
Right.
Right.
And the reason I say that is that, you know, now I'm producing independent films, stage plays, and things of that nature. People are like, her career's over. What is she doing? It's like, well, no, I'm establishing my production company.
Right.
Exactly.
So if you don't get it, it's okay.
Right, right, right.
One day you'll be sitting in a production, and guess what? It's a Foxy Brown production.
Right.
And then you'll know what Vivica's doing.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you one thing, because you said earlier that Trevor, when he saw you, he said, you know, you should be an actor. You know, you have a really interesting look. You should be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
How do you believe Hollywood defines you?
Well, it's changed over the years. I mean, when I first started acting, you know, the state of beauty was basically someone black that almost could pass as white. you know, but maybe with a little bit of color. And now it's changed that they embrace us in all of our different color types, shapes and sizes, nose sizes, lip sizes. There used to be a time that when, you know, everybody was getting nose jobs and doing things of that nature, it's because Hollywood was telling you that you needed to look more white. Whereas now they're embracing our ethnicity, our kinky hair, our nose, our lips, and saying, wow, our booties, and they all want to go get it too.
Right.
You know, they're going and lining up to buy it as well too.
Right.
So, you know, things are constantly evolving, and I think the biggest thing for me that I had to learn was to embrace me for who and what I was, because I used to always want to look perfect, like a sculptured, perfect little doll. And that look was really big when I first started, but now it's changed, and there's beauty. People see beauty in all different forms, which I find to be so refreshing and liberating, so that our children don't go out and not accept themselves for who they are, that they know I am beautiful in my skin. I am beautiful.
Right.
I'm different, but I'm beautiful.
Like nobody's asking any questions in the chat room. They're just all sitting here. I can tell they're all just listening. Nobody's saying anything.
You know why? Because I think sometimes what happens is that, you know, you read things on the blogs and things of these nature, which has scarred people into their vision about Vivica Fox. And it's unfortunate, because I am your favorite sister girl. I will never leave you, no matter how they try to put me down, how they try to step on me. I'm a very proud African-American woman. I just wanted to look the best I could. And a lot of people thought that in me wanting to look the best I could, that I am a plastic surgery queen and this, that. It's nuts to me when I read that. She looks so plastic. No, baby, you can see me in person without no makeup on, and I'm just like any other model that shows up. When they put them lashes on and that foundation and maybe a little contact and some hair, booyah! It's on and popping, and I know how to pose.
Right.
So don't let smooth taste fool you. I'm still a sister. I'm a real good sister at heart, who loves you and has to stay strong. But can I reinvent myself? Can I go with the flow? Can I have brown hair, dark hair? Can I do a lot of different looks? Absolutely. I started off as a model. Models can look many different ways, many different nights.
Right. Absolutely. And speaking of the hair, you wear hair very well.
Thank you, baby.
Very, very well. So let's talk a little bit about the Vivica Fox hair collection.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, my manager, Lita Richardson, who used to work with Beverly Johnson a while back, Beverly was the spokeswoman for a company, and they were looking for a new face.
Oh, right.
And she suggested me and asked me, would I want to be involved with the wig line? And I said, absolutely. All the money I done spent on weaves and wigs over the days, are you kidding me? Heck yeah, I better get some of that money back. And I also want to be involved with making sure that when you see wigs and weaves, that they are not ratchetless. Ratchetness, as they call it. You just ratchet. That I wanted to say, hey, no, you can get some good hair, and we can make it affordable, and you can have someone that you're familiar with that I can bring that into your household. So I went and shot with them. And, gosh, we have now out over 90 different wigs, synthetic, human, lace front, ponytails, extensions, lots of different kinds. And I'm actually going back in about 2 weeks to Philadelphia, which is the home base of Amacore Productions. And they let me know that I'm now going to be the main face of the line. And we're going to have some more images coming out to you.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I was in Philadelphia. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, does that mean that your face will be on the packaging? Is that
everything? Now, I was just going to tell you that I was in Chicago and I needed to get some hair because I was so ready to get rid of the character Morgan that I played on stage that I told my driver, I said, I need you to take me to, you know, the hood because I need to get some hair. And he's like, well, you're going to be all right? I said, yeah, I'm going to be all right. No, come on, let's go. So we walked in, and as soon as we walked in, there was the Vivica Fox line with my picture up. And
nice.
That was a good feeling. It was a really good feeling. Nice. Like, wow, I did it.
And you bought your own hair.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand, that it's about branding. Mm-hmm. You know, my goal has been this year is to work smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. I've worked for 20 years, y'all. 20. Y'all know who I am. And you know that when you see me, there's going to be a certain style, a certain type of glamour, a certain type of approachiness. Like a lot of people, when they meet me, they go, wow, you're funny, you're nice. I don't know where that whole diva thing, like when I first came out, I get that it was the late 80s and everyone wore big diamonds and da-da-da-da-da, but I still am y'all's sister girl. I grew up two blocks from the projects. And growing up two blocks from the projects, I got my hair braided. I got extensions put in, just like y'all did. So it makes me very proud now that I have the Vivica Fox wig collection.
Now, where can we, can we find it, like, in every beauty supply?
Nope,
online?
No, I'm not. Now, you can go to VivicaFoxHair.com.
Okay.
And it's available there for them to tell you locations and stuff like that.
Okay.
And what locations, of what beauty supplies that it's available in, but soon we're hoping to be nationwide, worldwide. It's just a process. We had no idea that the brand would take off so fast. So they were thrilled with that.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You know, I was doing a little bit of research on it, and I ran across some information, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with this or not, but they were saying that it's now an authorized dealership system. Do you know what that means?
No. You can tell me. I guess what that probably means is that it's available in most beauty supplies, or they're letting people know that if you have a license to buy it, you have your own beauty supply.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that type of deal. That's what I'm assuming. Okay. Don't say Vivica say it.
Right.
We don't assume that together.
Okay, looks like we have someone from Georgia who wants to speak. So let me try to bring in a caller real quick.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Hello? She was saying that there was someone online. I think.
Oh, we got somebody on the line. What's up, y'all?
Hello. How are you, ladies?
How are you?
Fine.
How are Tanisha, you? Technicolor.
Oh, it's Tanisha.
Hi,
okay.
Tanisha.
Hey, ladies. I didn't realize you were going to press it now. I was typing in the chat room that you could wait till whenever. But
Oh, don't get scared now.
I know, right?
I know, exactly.
I didn't want to change the subject because my question was going to be, like, totally off subject. But
it was off subject. Come on.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, my question was, since we have an actual Hollywood actress on the phone this time, and a lot of us are makeup artists, if Vivica could give some advice from the actress perspective, when she's sitting in the makeup chair, what are her
good
pet peeves, the do's and don'ts, and the makeup artist better not ever, you know, the whole list of everything that, as the Hollywood actress in the chair, all the things that you hate that the makeup artist may do.
I can tell you right
for
now,
me,
She needs 45 minutes of hair, 45 for makeup.
Yeah, right. First of all, to make sure that everything is clean. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And to be on time, to be there before I am, set up, ready to go, with a good attitude. I don't want to hear about your problems, your man, your cheering, nothing. You need to have a good attitude because right now your job is to make me transform into this character or to make me beautiful. So don't be showing up with no bad attitude because energy, you know, is transferable and I can feel it. So I need you to show up, be professional, have a good attitude. Hey, and you ask it after when they sit down, how are you today? What can I get for you? Do you need some coffee, water, something like that? Maybe have a little assistant or have somebody that could run to get you that. It's all about making a person comfortable because you are in their aura more than anyone else is. You're in their face all day, touch-up, putting on their face, hair, touching them. And then also just make sure, you know, you smell good, breath clean, all of that stuff, you know, because you're in their aura and you share their space. And I've known that the people that I've had the best relationships with, they always look out for me. You know what I mean? Like I come, they know my favorite juice or water or coffee that I have in the morning. They can almost look at me and be like, you good? What's happening? You ready to go? Let's do this. And then to talk with the person, ask them what is it that they want to achieve, that the director knows what they want, that, you know, everybody's on the same page. That's important. And then from there, just have a good attitude. Have your supplies. Don't be like, girl, you got an eyeliner I can use. You know, have your supplies. Be professional. And just have a good attitude. And then at the end of the night, if they need you to help them wipe off their makeup, have some makeup remover as well as eczema wipes or wet wipes or whatever it is they want, you know, just to make sure you take care of your client. And have supplies. Is there any one thing that a certain makeup artist has? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt? Go ahead. No, go ahead, baby.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, is there any one thing that a makeup artist has ever done that really stood out to you in a positive note?
Well, you know, there's a gentleman that made me up for Black Men's Magazine by the name of Samuel Paul, and he was an artist. He used to do art before he started being a makeup artist, and he could paint like no other, but he had a different way. He had his own little beauty, little light, and you know, I had to ask about that. I said, now baby, we got these beauty lamps up here, now what's happening with this little spotlight? And he says, well, if you trust me, it's just the way that I do makeup. I like to use your face as a canvas and paint you. And it's amazing to me because the pictures now have this past week have gotten a lot of attention. And they're like, oh, she's airbrushed to death. And I can literally show you the raw pictures mm-hmm. of those images. And that boy just could be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He just could be. You know, people are like, oh, she's so airbrushed. But what people don't know is that I take very good care of my skin. I get facials, microdermabrasions. I drink a lot of water. I make sure that, you know, my complexion is nice and smooth and even. So his work is just that much easier, that I am just a canvas for him to paint. So I appreciated that he took his work like an art, and that he made sure that I was happy. He had all his supplies, and if you want a little bit more, and he was just very quiet and calm, and I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because of course, being a makeup artist on film, I know exactly what you're talking about, Vivica, but it's so important to be calm and not to put your negative energy on that actor or actress, because, I mean, you said it earlier, you know, they need to transform you into that character that you need to be. And
right.
Part of transforming is not just the hair and the makeup, but it's also, you know, your energy, your attitude. You know, you have to get out there on set and you have to become someone else. You can't do that if, you know, you've got this makeup artist problems on your mind and all this other stuff. Not just that, you might want to study your, you know, your script.
Yeah.
You can't do that when somebody's talking about what they did last night and you know, and all kinds
Day
of stuff
drama.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. If you got problems at home, do me a favor, leave them at home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, because this is a business, you know.
It's a
and
business.
People have to understand, you know, just to be professional. And it's an art form, you know. It's like a dancer that makes sure that when they show up that they stretch and that they have their supplies and they know their choreography. You know, preparation is always the key to success.
Yeah. I mean, imagine how hard it is for the actress when, you know, that makeup artist is borrowing, you know, supplies and products from someone else, and they're constantly reaching over and moving around and reaching over and moving around. It's like, you know, can't you just be prepared to just do your job?
Right.
And you've already wasted 5 or 10 minutes just borrowing other stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's a no-no with me. I always have supplies. I'm like the one that shows up with supplies. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah,
I just find that being prepared is like, it's like an actor not showing up and knowing their lines.
Mm-hmm.
The other actors are going to run you over and you're going to look like an amateur.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
that's
your job.
A great question.
Yep.
Yeah, it's your job to show up and be prepared.
Right.
Like, you need for your actor, like most of the time, like my makeup artist that I have now, Christian Maria, she knows everything. Like sometimes I'll say I need something before I get it, she's handing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we do the stage play Cheaper to Keeper with Brian McKnight, when we come off and I've got to do a complete wardrobe change in less than 7 minutes, she literally wiping off my makeup, taking off the eyelashes because the character goes through a whole transformation, and we don't even have to talk. It's like boom, boom. She reached hands. I mean, it's like a nonverbal communication.
Right.
Because she's aware of what I need at all times. I walk off stage, boom, there's a water bottle.
Right.
You know, she's like the left side of your brain. She's basically your assistant.
Mm-hmm. And when, you know, when you have to perform, I mean, sometimes that's exactly what you need.
Yeah, you need somebody. Yeah, you got to have a good team.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, too, that when you are a performer, that it's more than just you. You know, it's a whole team that puts that final look together.
Mm-hmm.
Hair, makeup, wardrobe. the other actor's music. It's a whole collaboration. But for that collaboration to be successful, everybody's got to be on point.
Mm-hmm.
There can't be a weak link.
Exactly. Exactly.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Right.
You don't want somebody to say that to you.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, I just keep it real with you. Let you know. Don't do it, boo-boo.
That's right.
You end up getting fired.
Oh, stop it. I can remember a show, but I won't say anything.
Well, things happen.
Now, you just said a little earlier that, you know, you require a certain type of style and glamour. So I want to talk a little bit about your VH1 show that you had, Glam God. What was that about?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, Glam God. Yeah, it was unfortunate that they put that out at the wrong time. They put us out against the Democratic National Convention with Barack Obama and the Olympics where Fitch, was
Michael?
Going for like...
Yeah,
Phillips was going for like 12 gold medals. And, you know, the show got kind of lost, but the show had so many fans.
I still watched it.
I really enjoyed it because it taught them about everything that, not only that the stylist goes through, but that the star goes through.
Right.
But just that 2 minute pictures that the next day is scrutinized from head to toe.
Mm hmm. Absolutely.
Like, sometimes the highlight for me on that show was just to see what you were going to come out, you know, wearing, or, you know, what your makeup or your hair was going to look like.
Right.
You know, what's Rianne going to do today, you know, so.
Right.
That
was another reason why they trusted me to be the host of the show, that they know, okay, well, if you start at the head and she's looking fabulous, then everything else will everybody knows this is the standard that we got to live up to.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm a person that's always prepared. Every time I step on the red carpet, I have a theme in mind that I, from head to toe, think about that look, and I look at what's current in the magazines and things like that. So I'm not wearing something that's yesterday or that's not fitting for the occasion. You know,
right.
Don't force fashion. That's always been my theme.
Well, you know, speaking of themes, I remember when you were on Dancing with the Stars, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like for each week you had a theme. I mean, your whole look was put together.
Yeah. I just always believe in embracing the moment and capitalizing on the moment and not being like, I ain't going to do that, and I don't dress like that, and I don't. It's like, no, what are we doing today? Okay, cool. Let's do the best at it.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, so many times they want to put African-Americans in a box and tell us that we can't look certain ways in different ways, that when they give you the opportunity to look different and to go outside of your box, just embrace it. Do it. Might surprise yourself. Might be a new look that you like.
Yeah.
What do you think, Vivica, it takes to style a star? What does it take?
What does it take to make a what?
What does it take to style a star?
What does it take to style a star? Wow. Well, first of all, it's a good eye for fashion. And when I say a good eye, I mean a good current eye. Because sometimes people, you know, you see certain celebrities or artists, and the next day they get that, what were they thinking? Well, you want to say to the stylist, what was you thinking? Because it started with her.
Right.
I mean, unless she's at home dressing herself, which most artists don't. But you never want to be on that page. What were they thinking? And I think it takes a good eye for the stylist to know where the client is going, what's the event, and for them to have good contacts and to be a professional, and also to dress the star to what fits their body. So once again, don't force fashion.
Right.
So just because it is the MTV Awards, you can't put your client in something that you think Rihanna would wear if her body doesn't fit that.
True.
So, you know, it's just, you know, for stylists, being honest and having a good eye and having good connections.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say good connections, that she can call the different houses, from Gucci to Prada to even local stylists.
Right.
You know, maybe bring somebody onto the scene that has a new name that's up and coming. Because I don't always go with top designer. I believe in giving, you know, new people a chance as well, too.
Right.
But a lot of people have to know that when you do wear more of the well-known designers, then that gets attention because the designers take out ads in the magazines. So
right.
It's
right. Exactly.
So we have a couple questions from the chat room.
Okay.
Okay, really quickly, let's see. The one question was, do you have a preference for movie parts, like sci-fi, drama, action,
no,
comedy?
No, I just need for the script to be good. I love drama, I love comedy, I love sci-fi, I love action, I love versatility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to do one thing, because I find when you just do one thing, that makes you boring.
Yeah. Okay. And how do you diversify your brand?
With versatility. and that's being able to step outside of my comfort zone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest thing for me that when people accepted me as an actress was when I did the Set It Off and Why Do Fools Fall in Love, where I got down and gritty and ghetto and ugly, because people were like, oh, we didn't think Miss Little Prissy could get real. Not knowing, like I said, I grew up two blocks from the projects, and trust me, I've had more real adventures than what you guys could ever imagine. But they just look at the face, because I've modeled before, and I can clean up and look a certain way, that they think that that's how you are. So that's the beauty of being an actress, is being able to transform. And I prefer to become different people all the time.
Right. Okay. And is it true that you travel with your own hairstylist?
Yes, ma'am. Krista Maria. Krista Maria Whitehead, and she's a double dread because she does hair and makeup.
And that's something that you've done
that I require
for years.
Yeah. I require that because in that way it's not two tickets. I can just say it's just one person.
Yeah.
One salary. And
yeah.
You take care of it. And then that way she knows exactly what I want regardless of what look it is. What product it is, she already knows, because it's difficult when as busy of a schedule as what I have, of having new energy and new people in your face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas you can say, like Chris Maria, we're doing something on Monday, that she's flying back into town. She was visiting her family after we finished the play. That I can say, Chris Maria, on Monday I need you to bring this, the flat, this, the lashes, this product, and she has it.
Mm-hmm. No,
just making myself comfortable, but it's taken me years to be able to afford and require that luxury. That doesn't come. It's not a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not automatic. So one question was, what keeps Vivica loyal to her makeup artist?
Well, loyalty. I mean, and her being a professional,
mm-hmm.
and her being loyal to me and knowing what my goal is. My effort, because I have a tremendous work ethic. I work a lot harder than what people think I do. I remember one time that I had a makeup artist, and we were working, and it was someone that I had given the opportunity of a lifetime, and she made a statement to me one time that it was when we had a hiatus, but in the hiatus, working on this television show, we had several photo shoots lined up, and I was telling her the schedule, which she was getting paid, not what I was doing it for free, but it was good for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never forget, she looked at me and she says, are we ever going to get any time off? Sure. When your checks stop coming in, you're going to show enough get a whole bunch of time off.
And I know you told her just like that.
I did, you know, because I look at people like Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez and, you know, stars that, you know, when you're in the music industry and you're trying to do movies, that they work all the time.
All the time.
And you got to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell people like me, I've been working nonstop all year. I'm like, are you going to take some time? I said, yeah. Around Christmas time, no one works. I can sleep. You have plenty of time to sleep. You have plenty of time to get rest. But you got to strike while the iron's hot. It's just a fact. It is what it is.
And that's the truth. That is really the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's not being mean or saying, you know, I don't want you to have a life, but when you're hot, you got to work it.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're, you know, when you're a freelance artist, I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on. You got to get it while you can.
Work it.
Complain about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't work at all, so I'd rather, you
know. Right, so you have your choice. Now what are you going to do?
Yeah. Wow. That's definitely I think that was the last one.
That was the last one?
That was the last one from the chat room, I believe. Oh, what was your biggest... I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
What was your biggest challenge when you starred in the Quentin Tarantino movie, Kill Bill?
Ooh! Wow. Just that workout. I mean, we worked out, what was that, the first 3 months, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then we went to China and we worked out for another 3 months for 5 hours a day, 5 hours a week. Stretching, choreography, being in a foreign country where they didn't speak any English, and just keeping my sanity and knowing that this movie was going to change my life, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing my place, playing my position, and staying in my lane, and not complaining.
You are really teaching tonight.
Good. And like I said, I think a lot of people, via them seeing pictures and red carpets, and you see the finished product, but you have no idea how hard I work and how many sacrifices I work and the lack of sleep that sometimes I have. I laid down some nights for 2 hours and got up and had a good attitude and showed up and drank a cup of coffee and let's go, here we go again. But I was grateful for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And to build the brand of now Vivica Fox, that's paying off tremendously for me, was hard work. And it continues to be hard, but it's been a little bit easier just because I did the work for the brand to now carry itself.
Right, right. So, I mean, most things aren't going to happen overnight. So you
absolutely. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah. You have to put the work in. There's no way around it. If you want it to last, anyway.
Yeah. And in sacrificing, in life, I've sacrificed a lot of things. I mean, I don't have children. I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
That's something now that I want to, in the next chapter of my life, is to maybe get married again and, you know, either adopt or have a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there were sacrifices that I made so that my children could have a certain type of lifestyle that would make me comfortable and that I wouldn't have any doubts about what if I shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Right.
I know. I lived.
Right.
Let me ask you, you know, I'm listening to everything that you're saying and it sounds, and I know for sure that you have it all together. And you talk a lot about being professional, so I know, you know, you just talked about your work ethic and all of that. Was there ever a time in your career, like maybe in the earlier years, where you weren't like this? Like,
sure.
You were just still trying to figure it out, and do you think not knowing and having figured it out hindered your career in any way?
Well, I was really blessed that I had an acting coach that pulled me to the side when I was doing Generations. And I just thought, ooh, I was just going to be just a little hottest thing on the block. And she pulled me to the side, and she said, eh, you're about to blow this. Got a wonderful opportunity. Get out your own way. I had a manager, who is now my manager to this day, Lita Richardson, who, if I ever get full of myself or think, take this for granted, these blessings, it's like, Missy. That was also there when shows got canceled, and I thought, oh my God, you know, it's my fault, and I'm never going to get another job. That lifted me up and said, live, love, laugh. That this will go on. One monkey don't stop, no show.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get up and take care of yourself so that you can be ready for another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's definitely been words of wisdom and encouragement. And my mother, that when I did a soap opera and that got canceled and I was just tired of every show I was on being canceled, that I said, Mom, I'm ready to quit and come on back home. She said, no, you're not. You're going to get down on your knees and humble yourself to God.
Mm-hmm.
And put a note in the Bible. You know, pray about this. If this is what you said you want to do,
mm-hmm.
then do it. So that's why every day I always start off with a good word from the Lord and pass on positivity and words of wisdom to others. And I try to look forward, not backwards. And that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we have a tendency to want to carry baggage and luggage into
a new chapter, that it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Right. So tell us about your daily beauty regimen. What's going on every day?
Ooh, well, first of all, when I get up in the morning, I spritz my face with Shumura, which is a toner, water, a water spray, either rose, lavender, chamomile. And then I use Kiehl's Rose Water Toner to just wash my face and get it going. And I like to get up, get a good stretch, have a cup of coffee, some fresh orange juice, go downstairs, see on my computer, see what's happening, see what's going on.
Check Twitter.
The Twitter thing I'm kind of embracing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tweet, I've just embraced that with doing the play. I don't believe in tweeting.
I was actually surprised that you were on there.
Well, you know, when I was doing the play, it was good for business, for letting people know that I really was going to be there. So that was
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them know that where we were at and where's the next stop, and, you know, because you can only do so much advertisement when people aren't at home or on the computers or whatever. And then I like to stretch. Then I plan my day of errands, and then if I can, I hit the gym, or I love to go to the Beverly Hot Springs and stretch out in some water, and I love water, and I love to steam and do stretches and kind of just meditate. It's a nice Asian spa,
mm-hmm.
and I find that there, just getting my chi and everything together and keeping things quiet and calm is a good way to start the day. Mm-hmm. And then I usually have business meetings. If I don't have business meetings, then sometimes I'm getting a facial. Once a month, I do microdermabrasion facials.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I get massages and, you know, get my manicure, pedicures once a week like everybody else, you know, should or try. If not once a week, once every other week. whatever fits the budget. Even if you have to do it at home. And then I try to get my hair done at least once a week or every other week. Because I'm not good at doing my own hair. I'm lazy. I've gotten very spoiled with traveling with my own hair and makeup.
Right.
But hey, I always make sure we keep the checks coming in so she can be there.
That's right.
Now, speaking of makeup, is that something that you wear daily or just for when you're performing?
No, I don't wear makeup when I don't work. I wear clear mascara on my brows and lip gloss, and that's it. I don't wear makeup at all. But I love a good face. Don't get me wrong. I love a good behind.
Right.
I love lashes. I love face. But if I'm not working, that's when I let my skin breathe. Because
mm-hmm.
I work a lot. So, but when I'm not working, I can blend in a lot easier with no makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
Put on my baseball cap and my warm-up suits and keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Well, your skin is definitely beautiful.
Thank you. That's what always bugs me when people say, she's airbrushed. There's no way. I'm like, no, honey. I take good care of my skin.
Oh, yeah. I could believe you wasn't airbrushed because I know that skin is gorgeous.
Thank you. I don't know why we have a tendency sometimes to not believe that some people have a good campus. Now, there's some airbrushing that is extreme.
Right.
But, you know, I always wish I could pull up raw images and say, no, look, sweetheart. They smoothed out a little bit, but, you know, they always think, there's no way she looks like that. But the best part for me with doing the play and being on the road is that people see me in person. And there's a part of the play where I come up with absolutely no makeup on, and I'm broke down. And everybody goes, whoa.
Wow.
Looks okay without makeup on. Like, they think you're going to come out and look like, you know,
right.
the goon from the Blue Lagoon or something.
Right,
I don't know what the hell they think. But, but then they see you afterwards and they put a little bit of face back on. And I don't wear tons of makeup just because I don't, unless we're doing a photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That the first thing that when they walk over to me, they say, wow, you're beautiful. I say, thank you. Can't believe everything you read on the internet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I laugh at that. You have to get the thick skin being in the business that way.
Yeah, you have to laugh at it.
Tell me one more time, Vivica, the name of the play.
Cheaper to Keeper. And I tell people if they want to find out about it, because we're going back out in the spring, go to imreadyproductions.com. That's spelled out one word.
imreadyproductions.com and click on Cheaper to Keeper. And our tour information should be up probably the end of December, beginning of January for the spring. This Saturday, I'll be on the Hallmark Channel, 9 o'clock, Farewell Mr. Kringle. Every Monday night, I am on at 7 p.m. on the Cartoon Network, The Voice of Angel Dynamite. If you want to find out about my hair, please go to VivicaFoxHair.com. I mean, about my wig line, go to VivicaFoxHair.com. And in 2011, I've got several films coming out for you.
Cool.
And if you want to find out more information about all these things, go to my website, VivicaFox.com.
So before you leave, Vivica, just share with our listening audience what beauty means to you.
You said share with the audience what, darling?
What beauty means to you?
What beauty means to me?
Mm-hmm.
Inner
mm-hmm.
beauty is the most beautiful thing that I think a woman can ever have. Because if your beauty doesn't come from the inside, how can you ever expect when a person gets beyond your physical beauty for them to know who the woman you really are? Because you can make up a face to look like however you want it, but inside, who are you really? So I found that inner beauty is a beautiful thing to me.
And let me just say, Vivica Fox is a beautiful woman inside and out. She's just always there whenever I need her. So I thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really do appreciate it.
You guys are welcome. I love you all so much. And so happy to see that you, like me, every day you're hustling.
That's right.
Trying to make it happen. And I congratulate you, sisters. Keep doing what you do. And I'll see you soon. Have to all the fans out there in the chat room, have a very safe and beautiful holiday. May God bless you with a wonderful 2011. Love yourself and be good to yourself.
Yes. And happy holidays to you too, Vivica.
All right, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Vivica, for joining us. And we have Suzanne Patterson who's coming on the line. And I'm going to try to bring you on in a second. Hi. There you go. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Wow, that's a tough act to follow. She's a great, great lady and an ardent supporter of our troops.
Yes, she is. Absolutely.
She's a huge supporter. In fact, she was down at Fort Lee at the Warrior Competition this last couple of back in October. So my hat's off to her.
Nice. Looks like we have a caller on, and let me just see, because I'm not sure. Hopefully, hello, from 708 area code. Okay, maybe.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. I must miss the show. Did I miss the show?
No, the show's still on, but if you were calling to speak with Vivica?
Right, to get the information to support her wig collection and to also congratulate you ladies as both, the Illusion Beauty Cosmetics.
Thank you.
This is Viola Nicholson.
You just missed it because she just got off the line, but if you need to know her website for the hair collection, we can let you know that.
Okay, will do.
You can still hear the show probably about 10 minutes after the show is over. It'll download to the website, so you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety then.
Okay, we'll do, because I'll listen to you guys. I'll get a chance to listen to all of it at the time, but every Thursday I pretty much try to tune in to both of you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
A lot of information, a lot of education that you both give to all every Thursday, so we appreciate it.
What's your name?
Oh, thank you.
Viola Nicholson.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Viola.
You're welcome.
Where are you calling from, Viola?
Chicago.
Oh, wow. Chicago. Terrific.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Chicago. So I appreciate you both.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
You can go to VivicaFoxHair.com to find out more about her hair collection.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. So, Suzanne, where have you been?
Busy. It was a very busy, very busy November. It was good. It was good. Lots of work, and you know how it's feast and famine in this business.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I'm thinking, November was really good. I wonder what December will be like. You know, it just kind of ebbs and flows.
That's something Vivica just spoke about, feast and famine. So it's like you have
I agree with that. It really, really, truly is. In this business, you're only, as a freelancer, you're only as good as your next job. So.
Absolutely.
And, getting a little wondering what was going on, because I actually had to refer some jobs away, and I'm thinking, why can't they just come in December instead of, all in order, all
right.
But it never happens that way, does it?
Right.
It never does. Okay, so I guess, are you guys ready to sit up straight in your seats?
Uh-oh.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
sit up straight.
I'm just kidding. All this HD stuff is a bit on the technical side, but, that's my job, is to get you guys all polished up and moving forward and being better artists. So, okay, so you know how much I love to talk about the huge importance of lighting knowledge for makeup artists, and that makeup must always begin with proper light. The camera can't do its thing without light. So, speaking in terms of the freelancer's kit, makeup kit, it's just not your makeup case and chair anymore. You just don't pack up your case and your chair and out the door. It must also include your own portable light source. This is becoming more and more important because of the pervasion of HD now. We're just a total HD country. Artists need to be as self-sufficient with their kits as possible. I really, really, they don't always have the luxury of being able to borrow a light from the lighting guys. So being as self-sufficient with your kits as possible, and that means providing your own professional lighting to do your work. With any production that's done in HD mode, lighting is always going to be the king of the platform, because it is absolutely critical in creating the right depth, dimension, and color balance for the image capture in the camera. That's just production 101. So your made-up talent must be a seamless part of that imaging process, and without color skews in the makeup to deal with. So at minimum, makeup artists must give their eyes the light they need to read color as well as they possibly can, especially gauging grayscale needs more accurately. Okay, so now, the last time I was on, we talked about the proliferation of HDSLRs, the still and motion photography cameras that are flooding the industry this year. And I did talk about that at length in a previous Beauty Talk Radio segment. Lighting becomes even more pivotal now when the DP has to match setup to setup. Because of the fast-growing popularity of these video-to-still cameras, a few highly respected and well-known film cinematographers are actually reschooling themselves on lighting. They're feeling the industry pressure on them to show their skill versatility in moving across to and embracing these cameras as part of their overall repertoire, especially if they want to be consistently employed. It's long been said by cinematographers that their professional ability to paint a scene from hard to soft with lighting separates the men from the boys. So there are obviously some egos out there that are not going to fall behind when it comes to adapting to this very different depth of field framing, because it is very different from a film frame. In fact, two feature films this year were shot with the Canon EOS 5D. So video is obviously becoming far cheaper than film due to the dramatic advances in HD technology and the accessories and the ability to light for them to achieve cinematic quality. So my prediction is, and this is just my own thoughts here, is that it's not going to be, won't be long, in fact, maybe, this is probably within the next year, before HD is going to be required for principal photography, and it becomes a studio budgetary requirement to even greenlight a production, because film will just be the final edit transfer. I just really see that's going down that path, especially with more and more cinematographers are embracing HD cameras, video cameras. So, in fact, in a recent magazine snippet Q&A, the, of course, celebrated fashion makeup artist Pat McGrath was asked, which was the best light for applying makeup? So what do you think she said?
She asked, what's the best way to do that?
She was asked in a magazine article, a small snippet, she said, what is the best light for applying makeup? So what do you think she said?
She said the light that you were speaking of.
Well, her view, I mean, she's on the right path. She's totally on the right path. And she said, you know, without a doubt, right off the bat, she said natural daylight. Mm-hmm. And she also added that it's so unforgiving that you can see everything. Well, that's absolutely true. And she went on to say in this article, and I really applaud this, that she noticed that fluorescent lights give a greenish cast to faces. Well, actually emits a green and blue wavelength, so it makes skin look really cold, stark, and washed out. While incandescent is warmer and more yellow, because it emits only yellow and red rays, red and yellow rays. So it kind of blends out details in skin, so you can actually miss seeing some areas. She went on to say that she likes halogen because she sees that as being as close to daylight. But halogen isn't going to work as a light source for makeup for HD because it is still very much on the warm side of the light spectrum. So I just thought that was really good. She was really, you know, raising the fact of the importance of light. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with you. And that part. So, y'all still with me?
We're with you.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so.
You always get quiet when you speak.
I know, and I always feel like, well, is this something, you know, that's interesting? But really, you know, if you just stay abreast of the curve of what's happening, you know, it just you just got to really know about the medium that you work in. And, you know, you don't have to work in film and TV to be a smarter makeup artist about what's going on with lighting and cameras. Even if you do bridal, you know, just bridal work, you still have an HD interface. They still are using HD stills and motion cameras. So it's good information for everyone. So, okay, so for my tips, you know, Pat mentioned that she prefers daylight. But I will go one step further here to say that there is a difference between daylight and sunlight, and it can affect how you read color. For instance, daylight that she was speaking of is actually a variant illumination from the sun, and it can be by itself or combined with ambient light sources. So daylight can vary in what we call Kelvin temperature. That's how we rate the color wavelengths in the light. It can range anywhere from 1,800 to 8,000 Kelvin, depending upon the time of day. So daylight is a moving light source that changes in color temperature, whereas sunlight is a true full spectrum white light, and its range is between 4,500 and 5,600. So it radiates optimal light for seeing color accurately, especially if you have a slight color blindness skew, which we all have to a certain degree. But full spectrum, which is that temperature, is usually between 11 and 2 p.m. in the day. That's where you get the 45 to 56 degree Kelvin temperature. And using full spectrum light, or the artificial equivalency of full spectrum light, which for me, I use a tungsten light with a quarter blue filter, this helps to fill in some of those visual gaps that artists have in reading color. So, you know, there is a difference. You got to know the difference. Daylight is variant illumination, whereas sunlight is a small section of daylight that is totally full spectrum from 45 to 56. So another tip I wanted to share with you is lately with airbrushing, I have been doing what I call reverse engineering with the color. So basically, it's I use the unpigmented part of the what's called the vehicle, the unpigmented part of the airbrush foundation called the vehicle, and mix the airbrush color into that, so I get a more controlled wash of color, especially when I'm airbrushing on men's skin. So it's really super convenient for me to do that with the Graftopia and Glamair, because they actually sell the vehicle or the uncolored base mixture, and it's called Clear Medium. And it's really important, no matter what brand you use, that you have the uncolored base mixture so you can use it to thin out the color in the bottle if it becomes too thick, because all airbrush color, you know, if it's in a plastic bottle, it breathes and it thickens up over time, so you need to be able to dilute it down without really desaturating the color. But if you use the vehicle in reverse and you drop color into it, then you are turning it into a transparent wash, and that's just kind of been my favorite way as of late. So there you go.
Well, thank you so much, Suzanne, and welcome back again.
I missed you guys too.
We missed you.
So it's been a good month. Hope it's been a good month for everybody else too. And the video is coming out in a couple of weeks.
That was my next question.
Yeah. Well, I went to Toronto and I taught a 2-day class called The Camera Ready Face for High Def in Toronto for IMATS, and we sold out of the videos in one day. So that was a good sign that this is a very useful video, I guess. So it makes me glad we spent the time doing it, because it's good information. So
yeah, I think people are just so hungry for the information, and you know,
well,
there aren't really many people putting it out there.
There really isn't anything, and there's so much that you can put into the video, and we really had to be careful that we just didn't just oversaturate it with too much information, but made it more methodical that people could follow through with it, hear some of the technical aspects, and, you know, stop and start and practice. So I think it will really bridge a gap for the novice artist, especially, because we geared it more towards the novice artist who is just getting into and needs a good resource to be able to understand, you know, what this whole platform is all about and how to navigate your makeup, you know, in a way that would be a good way to start and give them the confidence to do it. I really hope they find it as a confidence builder, because that's what I had in mind. So knowing me, I just wanted to push as much as I possibly could, but when we went to edit it, we had to take a lot of stuff out because it just got to be a little too much. So, but, you know, part two, maybe.
Right.
So we're going to London, and we're going to do the class over there, and I have to modify the presentation, of course, to fit the European format version of the class. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to speak to European artists and see how, especially, and learn, you know, from them as to how they're handling it over there. So I will find this a really interesting learning process for me. You know, I might be teaching, but I'm always a student. That's that's me, you know.
Absolutely.
You can never...
You're back with us on the 16th, correct?
Didn't hear you. Somehow you cut out.
I said, are you back with us on the 16th?
I won't be available on the 16th.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to get to next month, unfortunately.
Okay.
No problem.
I just wanted to know because we made an announcement.
Right. If it changes in the next week or so, I can... I'll let you know. This is a tentative booking, so hopefully it'll work out. So, but I really love sharing with you guys, and you're a great bunch.
Thank you much. Well, you'll keep us posted, and if not, we will definitely hear from you next month.
All right.
We'll be waiting.
All right. Take care, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Just want to remind you all to go out and leave comments on the profile page here on Blog Talk Radio. You can leave comments, on our Facebook page or our Twitter, Beauty_Talk, or Illusion Beauty on Twitter as well. Again, every Thursday night, the call-in number is 914-803-4399. I want to say a big hello to all of our friends, and hopefully we have some new callers listening in tonight. I wanted to also say hello to Frances Williams, because I know she's been on the line, and I, if I'm not mistaken, Frances, I believe you were one of the ones who were trying to get through, one of the callers who were trying to get through to speak, and if that was you, I apologize that we didn't get you on before we got off the phone. We were only supposed to have her on the phone for like half hour to 45 minutes, but we had to stay to that and get her off on time. So I apologize if you didn't get a chance to ask the question, rather. But go out, mark the show as a favorite if you really enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you would like to have to bring on. Again, Vivica was just one of many actresses and celebrities that we're going to have on the show. So just kind of, give you a heads up on that. But as always, everything is beauty related in our conversation each week. So continue to come back and join us every week. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast. We'll be here every Thursday. Thank you for your support and thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
Good night.